you say a bit, this is kind of following up on the question about computers earlier, but I've noticed even reading sort of scripturally oriented material can be used as escape or as an a way to mm-hmm. check out or something easier than sitting and meditating.
Yeah.
And I was wondering about the precept on entertainment and meditation and adornment. Mm-hmm. Can you give some advice on how to interpret that in practical terms to know when one is entertaining or when one is checking out as opposed to reading or other things for spiritual purposes?
Yeah, I mean, one of the things is, again, not to get so locked into kind of an idealistic standard of what you think, because as human beings, then we do seek some kind of entertainment, but in the sense of, but what as an innocent directing of attention that doesn't kind of ripple through the mind over time, and then recognizing when the reality is I'm I'm just looking to relax somehow, so that a lot of it's around its innocence. But then it's also, okay, what if it's too much? How do you measure that? I mean, it's more around, you have to be looking back on one's own experience because we can do the same thing with conversation and social interaction. And of course, the Buddha said to have, good friends, and can we do that? We can distract ourselves with all of our good friends. It's not it's not black and white, but a lot of it is being willing to pay attention to what is when is it becoming a distraction? When is it leading to agitation? When is it helping to facilitate a sense of just relaxing and settling? When is it helping to kind of inspire one to put forth effort in practice? Sometimes our reading or because these days media is so diverse, you can go down that rabbit hole of YouTube, and completely disappear for hours and days. But you can also, Ajahn Sona's got great stuff on, in terms of both the video and audio Dhamma talks, and Bhaiyagiri it takes hours, I think, usually, and the Dhamma talks are up on YouTube and on the website. So much is available, which in former times, access to Dhamma was quite difficult. Access to teachers, now you can access. So you can distract yourself with that as well, listening to all this good Dhamma. So. it's not black and white, and it's just really paying attention to, well, what is it that really helps to support, and then different people have different temperaments, from time to time. Yeah, I enjoy reading good fiction, is it a defilement? Yeah, maybe, but it's from time to time. To me, it's kind of a kind of relaxed. Other people, it might be a real distraction. You have to be willing to to investigate that. But it's recognizing the effect that it has, and then also what is it that helps to nurture the qualities that settle and bring clarity to the mind.